So this week, I'm actually recording from a camp chair.
What?
I know. It's a terrible recording chair because it makes so much noise every time I move. So we're going to have to like do this quick because I can't move. It'll like pick up.
It'll just sound like we're at the campsite.
Instead of like a crackling fire or a babbling brook.
Well, I can add the crackling fire chair to the background if you want.
Can you? I'll just like...
Yeah.
Creak, creak, creak. It's good. Yeah, we'll keep it.
I'm there for it. I like
Excellent.
It.
Glad you are. I was worried about that.
Yeah. Super, super hypercritical. Oh my God, India, what is that noise? Ah!
No, usually I just get that like text from you when you're editing and you're like, can you just never do this again?
You should ask Evan about all the crap I complain about at his property, because they have this dog two houses down that just won't stop. Just it goes on and
that poor
on.
Dog, it probably needs some love.
Yeah, it probably does, you know. So but yeah, like we have to record in the basement because this ain't doing it on the ground floor. That dog is too much.
Yeah. Oh, poor dog. Yeah. You should go rescue it.
Okay, yeah. I'm on it.
Well, this is a pretty big show, so I feel like maybe we should get going.
Okay, because
I'm like actually right. really excited.
All right. Do you want the regular, or do you want me to do like an award show intro?
I'm genuinely curious what that would sound like. So that.
Okay. Well, I don't have music. I can maybe add it later on. If you want that.
I mean, if you got something special up your sleeve.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have music. I can maybe find something and add it afterwards. Because that's how it works, right?
Sure. I don't know.
All right. Anyways, here we go. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. Welcome to 10 Tense Podcast, where we talk tense and make little sense. I'm your host, India Monroe, and this is my ultra special co-host, John Burkhart. Hi, John.
Yo, what's up?
It's season 4.
Holy crap.
I know. Can you believe it?
I can't believe either one of us put up with the other one this long.
I feel like that's the least surprising thing about this, though. Like, I can't believe that we, A, have as many plays as we have, B,
yeah,
have as many dozen as we have, and C, that this is still going on.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that we still have stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot out there, for sure.
That is true.
We've barely scratched the surface.
I hope so, because it's a whole new season, baby.
Oh, my gosh. 7 seasons in a movie.
I thought it was 6 seasons in a movie.
6 seasons in a movie.
So we only got 2 more to go.
Yeah. Well, cool. After this one, I mean, we really have 3 because we just started this one.
I guess that's right. Yeah.
So,
but that's so exciting. What an exciting day for us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. It's bananas.
Happy April Fool's Day, by the way.
Yeah.
The time this airs, it's going to mm-hmm. be April Fool's for y'all.
And this is the joke that just won't give up.
It's such a perfect anniversary for us, and it doesn't promise there are no tricks or jokes. Well, there are plenty of jokes, but no tricks in this episode. So,
where is
you're
there?
Safe. Did you sneak one in?
I don't know.
Oh no! Really, all my stuff was so sincere.
This is gonna release with you sounding like a chipmunk.
I'm just gonna auto tune you the whole time.
I'd rather you not. But I mean, that's probably okay. I love T-Pain, so.
Right?
He's so cool.
I'm going to download the T-Pain app.
Good.
T-Pain me.
So, John.
Yeah?
I feel like in honor of our anniversary.
Oh, boy.
I needed to get you a present.
Okay.
And by you, I mean our podcast.
Uh-huh.
So, I have a really awesome surprise for us to kick off season 4.
Okay. And I have no idea what it is.
I know. I'm really excited.
I didn't even know you were cooking something up.
So pumped about this for the last several days. So,
I don't know how excited to get,
pretty excited, but okay. Just go. So you see that link in the outline that says, John, do not click until you're told.
Right, which I haven't.
Go ahead and click it.
Okay. What?
I know.
Who did this?
Caroline.
Oh my gosh. She is awesome.
She's so good, right? She's so talented.
Oh, this is pretty cool.
Tell the dozen.
So it's a new logo.
Yeah, it's a whole new set of logos.
Set of logos.
It's a set. We have different formats, and there's one that says 10 Tents, yeah. One that says 10 Tents Podcast. So that if you were going to do 10 Tents Motorsports, you could do that.
Okay. I'm liking it. This is pretty rad. Oh, a little favicon. Sweet.
Yeah, so that's actually on our website right now.
Shut the front door.
I know. It's so cute. It's a little a tent with a little 10 instead of the opening that you would normally use. The little zipper opening on the front, but it's a 10.
Yeah. Oh my god, there it is. It took a second to load, but it's there.
I know. It's so cute.
Oh, this is awesome.
So yeah, Dozen. My sister-in-law Caroline is an incredibly talented graphic designer, and we have been talking for a really long time about helping us update our logo a little bit so that even though we love our clip art logo, thank you Tuesday Night Stripper, this kind of makes us feel a little legit. So
well, this one, because I've been wanting to get a die cast version or a die cut version of a logo that I can get stickers made of.
Mm-hmm.
And this fits the bill.
It's perfect, right?
Yeah. So like we can get stickers of this made, and then I can sticker bomb bathrooms.
Yeah. And I also think it's going to be an amazing t-shirt.
Yes, this would make it. So I have a question. Are the dots and lines in the sky, are those anything like, is that any bit of like Morse code or anything like that? Or is that just?
No, they're just like stylized clouds.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to check.
Isn't it so pretty though? I love it.
This is cool. I like this.
Yeah. So extra special thanks to my sister-in-law, Caroline. I have been a huge fan of her work for a really long time. And I finally have something that, I don't know, she can make a logo for.
Yeah.
Have anything else like that.
Does she have a like public account somewhere that she would want shouted out?
Not necessarily. Okay. No, her Instagram account is like her personal account, okay. But if you want to check it out, I don't know if it's private or not. I think it's at caroline.balance on Insta.
Okay.
But she is so ultra talented. I can't even deal with how talented she is. So, if you're if you have a need for an awesome designer, you could always hit her up. So, you can reach out to us and I'll connect you, but she is absolutely amazing. I am obsessed with her work. So
like, yeah. And she's like totally cool with like 20 revisions, all one after another.
I mean, I like watched her work on this and
calling her at like, you know, 11 PM. Totally cool with
no,
that.
No, don't do that. She actually like, cause Houston and my brother like talk soccer all the time. And back when we were living in our central time zone, Houston would text Bill like later than I think everybody wanted. So she would just like hear his phone go off late at night and be like, damn it, Houston.
But it's also like, that's her brother-in-law. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If anybody's going to be texting too late,
yeah, I know,
it should be like your brother or sister, you know?
Seriously. But yeah, we're all really tight. So I think it's
fine. Yeah. It's funny that you snuck all this in and I didn't notice it in the drive folder.
I was really worried that it would like pop up.
Yeah.
So I waited until like maybe a few hours ago.
Okay. Good job. I like it. Thanks. This is awesome. Thank you, yay, Caroline.
So yeah, Dozen, get ready to see this new logo everywhere. We are so, so proud of it. It's so cute.
Well, you know what this means is that the original logo now gets
to become vintage now.
Yep. It's vintage and it's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it even more exclusive.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, obviously it's the only logo that we have that is a single color logo. So
true. So we'll probably still use it a lot.
Yeah.
It'll be easier to do vinyl decals on vehicles and stuff with that. Definitely. Especially like big obnoxious liveries.
But I just am obsessed and so in love with this one. I just want all the t-shirts and everything.
Yep. We're going to have to work with somebody to get some stuff made.
Yep. I got a guy.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Look at you moving out to the East Coast. Got all these people all of a sudden.
You know,
making things happen.
Try real hard.
Dang. This is rad.
So exciting. I'm really pumped about it. Dozen, be on the lookout for all this stuff. We are super excited. We'll probably, it's been a while since we did like a sticker send off. So maybe we'll have to do another one this season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially if we have like actual new,
new stuff to send. Yeah.
Yeah. This is rad. Good job.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Best anniversary gift ever.
All right, Dozen. We have such a special show for you.
Yeah.
John, you want to tell them about it?
Welcome to the 2022 Campy Awards presented by 1010th Podcast.
That's a mouthful.
It is. We need to get some sponsored names in there as well.
Yeah.
The Coleman Campy Awards.
Ooh.
In partnership with Capri Sun.
Oh, that'd be great.
Ballpark Hot Dogs.
Are those good hot dogs, though?
Yeah, the all beef ones. Yeah. And Nissan Motorsports.
Can you imagine?
In partnership with...
And
what's
Fat
the
Bear
longest
Meat.
One that we ever had written? I can't remember anymore, but some of those ones we had to write were very long.
I don't know.
And so, yeah, some of those like contractual agreements that have existed
in
some
names.
Series.
Yeah, wouldn't name them on the air, but
no.
We had some really dumb ones.
Anyways, so welcome to the 2022.
Soon to be heavily sponsored Campy Award.
Yeah. Campy Awards brought to you by 1010th Podcast.
Yeah, we thought we would celebrate the last season of our podcast, or the previous season of our podcast, definitely the last, and highlight some awesome things that we talked about or did or saw, and, you know, just celebrate all things campy and 1010th.
Yeah. All right. All right. So are we going to switch off presenting, or how are we going to do this?
I mean, I think this one's you.
Okay. All right.
We kind of have our own little things here.
Okay. So we picked out a set of awards that we want to present, and more than likely, this is what we will present going forward, with some probably additions as things grow. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of heated discussions on these.
We almost broke up, guys.
We did several times. There was screaming and yelling. I went through 4 Nokia phones.
You imagine? Like, I would not want to see that toxic relationship where multiple Nokia phones are destroyed.
So let's kick it off like we kick off all of our shows with some wine.
Woohoo!
All right, so. Best drink of the year. This went off of our scores that we did in each episode.
John just missed my smiley face scores.
Yeah, so. I didn't really know how to calculate those, so they didn't get included. But if we included my reviews, our guest reviews, everybody's, and if a drink had more than one number to it, we averaged it out. It wasn't the highest single score. So it was the highest cumulative score for each of those wines. So for the wine category, this one, honestly, now looking back, gives me a hearty chuckle and surprises me. And I need to go get it.
Ha ha, you're a snob now.
No, kind of, yeah.
I knew it. I knew this would happen. I'm so happy we're doing it.
With a score of 9, the 2019 Black Box Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc. Just Cabernet Sauvignon, right?
Yeah, I was going to say you can't have a Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc.
Yep. The Cabernet Sauvignon is our 2022 Campy Awards Wine of the Year.
Yay.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Now, there were some 10s, but those... had additional scores that brought them lower. So, sorry. Hopefully, now that this is a thing, we don't have people like Evan gaming it.
You hear that, Evan? We're on to you.
We're gonna have to put what is it called? Not a multiplier, but a penalty on his reviews going forward. All right. So then in the other category, anything that's not a wine is Blair's Fuzzy Navel.
Yay.
Which got a score of 10.
That makes me really happy too, because honestly, it looked really good.
It did. Yeah.
And it clearly made Blair really happy to drink it. And the other part of it that we really appreciated and that made us happy awarding this one as well is that it was this tribute to Blair's late father. So we were really happy to like get to celebrate this. And clearly it scored very high. So Blair, if you're listening, you better be listening. Now that I'm a North Carolina native, or not native, but resident, I think we need to get together the next time John is in town and have some fuzzy navels.
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
Right? So really fun. Rad.
I'm there for it. Okay, well, moving on.
Moving on, and Dozen, I'm sure that you expected this category, and you'll be just so happy that it's won. But this is the Bear of the Year, right? Because we have all the bear news. I know. Do you want to do your bear news song, John?
Bear news, bear news, boop-doo, bear news.
So we had lots of amazing bear candidates to choose from.
Yeah.
Just because we've had so much bear news this year. So it was really hard to choose, but I had to go with my girl, 435 Holly. I know.
She All right, was Holly.
Right? She was one of the finalists for Fat Bear Week.
Uh-huh.
And they described her as having a coat that looks like toasted marshmallow. So, you know, I'm instantly on board. And she was one of those badass mama bears keeping injured cubs safe, which is very unusual for the animal world. Typically, injured youngins get left behind.
Right.
And adopting abandoned cubs and taking care of them like her own, because Holly is just so sweet like that.
What a sweet lady.
I know. And I just love her so much. And she was completely robbed. She should have won Fat Bear Week this year. Mm-hmm. So we'll see about next year.
Yeah. We're rooting for you, Holly.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on is our next award, Bear of the Year.
What?
Yeah.
We already did that.
No. There's two kinds of bears out there.
Oh.
There's your nature bear, and then mm-hmm. there's bear bears. And for
Please, John, what is a bear bear?
For according to Wikipedia.
No, I'm really excited for this education.
Bear is a gay slang term. It describes a hairier and or heavy set gay or bisexual man. A bear typically projects an image of rugged masculinity.
If this is too personal, let me know. Do you personally identify as a bear?
No, because I'm not. I'm too slick. I don't have enough fuzz on me.
I think you're kind of beardy to not be considered a furry big gay man.
I've always associated them with being kind of fuzzy.
I feel like you outwardly like look fuzzy though.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, and maybe other people do see me as a bear. I don't know.
Doesn't we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. do you consider John to be a bear? You're definitely not an otter, John.
No.
So, Dozen, please let us know. Please reach out.
I'm looking forward to these responses.
Through our Instagram, through our website, John's personal Facebook account.
My Tinder account, my Grindr account.
I would love for you to put a poll on your Grindr account and say, am I a bear?
Can you do polls on that? I don't know.
Can you? I don't know. We should look into it. I think maybe we can put a poll on the website.
Great.
I'll put it on the homepage. Is John a bear or not?
Oh, wonderful.
So I think we need to take a vote on this one. And yeah.
All right. So for this year, our award goes to Christian Nairn, who many of you will know as Hodor.
Hodor. So nice. That was a really heartbreaking
storyline.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations, Christian, on 1010's podcast 2022 Bear of the Year.
And I feel like this is super relevant too, because he's got a new show coming out. So he's not just Hodor anymore. But
he's done other stuff for sure.
Yeah. And he's one of the pirates on Taika Waititi's new show, Our Flag Means Death. It's on HBO Max and it's really good.
Okay. Our Flag Means Death. I don't know what that's about, but
it's like What We Do in the Shadows, but with pirates.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah. It's really good. Like Rhys Davies is this like, he considers himself a gentleman pirate. So he's like trying to like go pillage and plunder without like being too mean about it. Oh, but his crew are all like hardened pirates.
Okay.
And Christian Nairn is one of those pirates. But it's all right. It's really like one of the first episodes he has them like design their own pirate flag. And so they have like little sewing projects out and they design a flag. It's really cute. You should watch it. It's funny.
Okay. Sweet. All right. Shall we move on?
Yes.
I wish that we had a guest presenter for this one. And you know who I would want to present this one.
Is it Jessica?
Oh, God damn it, Jessica. No, it's not Jessica. Are you gonna
who would you want it to be?
Well,
sorry, I just created the Is John a Bear poll in our group chat. God, so
damn it. You're the worst. So no, you have to present it, and when you present it, then you would know.
Oh, do you want the winner to present it?
Oh yeah, that doesn't make sense. Damn it.
Okay, yeah, no,
that wait, no, this isn't hot. Oh well, okay. Yeah, it is. All right. Well, go ahead and do it. I ruined it. Go ahead.
You ruined it. The next campy award that we have for you guys is the hot dog of the year. And this is literal hot dogs, not figurative hot dogs, like actual hot dogs that you would eat. We have an honorable mention, and I think you'll all agree it's the hot dog machine that spikes baguettes and roast hot dogs at the same time, because that was amazing. Where was that, John? Switzerland?
Yeah. That thing was crazy.
Just keep it in their offices. So, Dustin, if you ever see one of these out in the wild, please, 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 please let me know. Just have to have
I will pay very little dollars for that.
The actual winner, though, is our buddy All the Way May and her fried pickle dog.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I still need to try it.
We do. That was May taking a giant pickle, hollowing it out, putting a hot dog in it, and battering it with like corn dog batter and deep frying it, which just sounds amazing.
It does. It really does. So thank you for bringing that to our lives. Meg has a question about the poll.
May I ask any clarifying or contextual questions or go with my gut? I'm going to say both, please. So Meg is so sweet. She's like, are we talking purely the aesthetic or the essence of bear? Also, I'm assuming bear is in the category of gay man. Sorry if I misinterpreted that or overstepped. Like, she knows you're bi, but she's being so like sweet and considerate.
Yeah.
She goes, and I was like, the only part John is unsure of here is if he's fuzzy enough to fit in the category. And she was like, I don't think it's only fuzz. And I'm like, let me clarify. Both. John's already large and bi, but he doesn't know if he's fuzzy enough. Tori says, I think in aggregate, he's fuzz enough, the ponytail and all.
What the hell is she talking about?
She says, as TikTok said, dad bod is straight for bear. So really, a dad bod look is a bear. And that doesn't have any hair requirements. She's getting too
into about all that. A little too many gymnastics there.
I think Tori saying that you're definitely furry enough to be a bear is our definitive yes, you can be a bear.
Oh, okay, cool.
So there you have it, Dustin. John is a bear, but we'd still love to hear your thoughts on his bearness. So,
oh my gosh. Okay.
So yeah, we got to find a deep fryer and make her pickled hogs because I...
Yeah, we do.
I'm not sure how it's been this long since May's episode and we still haven't had one, but true. Like, we really have to figure this out.
We do. We do. I agree. Okay. Moving on. Most ridiculous camping item.
Doesn't... You all know what this is going to be.
Yep.
And this John, not unlike the hot dog, I'm shocked that we don't already have one of these. There's an REI down the street from our house.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to have to go buy them.
Yeah. I want you to very loudly ask for it too.
I guess that could be our reveal. Excuse me, camping experts of REI. I'm looking for a very important piece of equipment here. And that is the exquisite fire beater. Can you please point me in the direction of the magnificent fire beater?
Yes,
what of your fire beater?
What of your finest fire beaters, please?
Do you have the iridescent edition as well? Because that one is just so pretty. So yes, doesn't of course.
I want mine anodized.
It's gonna be... You want yours what?
Anodized.
What does that mean?
It's like a finishing method.
What does that mean, though?
Here. Send you a picture of one.
Tori goes, he also clearly hoards wine in winter, which feels very adjacent to hibernation.
I can get... Ding dongs.
I'm obsessed with that answer. It's so good.
Who said that?
Jory.
Oh my gosh. There. That. Look at that link.
Oh, yeah, that the iridescent.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, no, we're totally talking about the same thing. I love it. And doesn't like we typically make fun of marketing speak. Especially for their descriptions about of wine. And I have to say the fire beater's marketing description is like so understated it almost bums me out.
Yeah.
And it says a survival multi-tool carabiner that is as much for everyday use as it is for survival enhancement. Spark it, clip it, cut it, pop it, hang it, turn it. And whoever does your marketing, fire beaner, you need to fire them because
ooh.
This could have been so much cooler.
Yeah, it could have. Yeah. It's such a goofy product.
Yeah, it really is. And I have to have one and you do too.
Okay, sweet. Personalized.
Yes. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
So yeah, it doesn't. That is our most ridiculous camping item. We are obsessed with it. Everyone should have one.
Yep. All right. What's the next one?
The next one is the best camping item, which is also the fire beaner.
Yes! Congratulations!
Just kidding. Just kidding. It's not the fire beaner.
Oh.
I know. Wouldn't that be a fun twist, though?
It would.
I feel like that's so expected.
I feel like it gets honorary at least.
Does it? I feel like we have to own it maybe before we can say that, because what if we get it and it's terrible?
I don't see how that could happen.
I don't either. I mean, it's just so great.
Not one bit. It just couldn't happen. It's impossible. It's clearly...
We should send one to Blair too, since he was on that episode.
Oh yeah. Maybe we can get like a partnership with them.
Maybe we'll send one to May, because then she's the only other person that we named here.
Yes. And Evan.
Okay, yeah, Evan, you can have one too.
Yeah.
That means we have to get Nicole one.
Well, John, now that you mentioned her. Oh my gosh.
No, we're back to...
They're married. What's his is hers, and what's hers is his. That just means one. That's how that works, right?
Tell the dozen what the actual best camping item is.
It is. You didn't write it down. Jack wagon.
I'm sorry. I totally meant to. I'm so sorry.
God damn it.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, but no.
You know you can Google it now. Oh. We actually like prepped really hard for this episode.
Did
really
you?
Such train wreck. Yes, I spent so much time on this.
Now I have to find it in our chat.
Sorry about it.
Where the hell is it? Oh, okay, here we go. Found it. All right. God bless America. It is the Airstream Ear. Wait. It is the Airstream E-Stream.
The Airstream E-Stream?
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Yep. It's the self-powered or self-driving trailer that can back itself into a camping spot.
It's genius. I mean, it hooks up to any Bluetooth device. It just does everything you need it to do. It's got the super high-tech interior. I mean, just all the stuff.
Yeah. It's I think that's kind of like it's one of the most like new clever products to come out in a while. And I am a huge fan of it.
It is. The only problem here is though, it's just like a concept for now. It hasn't actually like gone on sale.
That's okay.
But it's still pretty rad. And yeah. Hopefully all the hype it's getting means that they will go into production sooner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it needs chips? I bet it needs chips.
Like Tostitos?
Like chip shortage chips.
Oh. I mean, yeah, probably.
Man, we're never going to get it.
Boo. Thanks, somebody.
I guess we'll just have to buy more fire beaners.
Yep. Dang it. All right.
I want them to find a way to like hook Bluetooth up to the fire beaner.
God damn it, India.
I'm not sorry.
All right, we got one more award.
One more award, hit it.
Yep. Oh, it's me. I'm presenting this one.
I don't know. I kind of just feel like your intro for this one would be really good. I'll read the episode description.
Okay.
And then you can follow up with your commentary because I'm sure you'll have some.
Oh wow. Okay. So this is episode of the year, and we measured it by looking at play counts.
Woohoo!
So if anybody, you know, mess with their play counts, this is your fault. that's simply how we're measuring it this year. It might be different next year. Maybe there's going to be some voting. I don't know. But this is how we're doing it this year. So the 2022 Campy Awards episode of the year is episode number 63, Camping Extravagance.
Woohoo! There was some stiff competition this year because we had some pretty awesome episodes that actually got a lot of traction. And I think John and I were both pretty surprised by this one because it obviously is a newish one. So
right.
Like, people hadn't had as much time to listen to it as say, like, you know, the Blair episode or the May episode or Tori and Yolin's episode.
So, right.
We were shocked that this was the one that won, but it is a high quality episode, and I'll refresh your memory, Dozen, of which one this was. This is the episode description for it. This week, we recap our Thanksgiving weeks, Molly's quinceañera, and John toys with India's emotions with the help of Taco Bell. Also this week, we give you the dramatic conclusion to the hot dog caper and the least affordable camping gift ever.
Yep.
So I think, John, we actually have Jessica to thank. For this episode being such a wild success, because I don't know about you, but I got a lot of calls from my friends being like, I cannot get over this Jessica hot dog caper. What happens? and I felt so bad having to be like, no, you got to wait till the episode comes out.
I
have a conclusion for you, but it's, you got to wait.
I wouldn't tell India anything until we recorded to make sure that people couldn't find out sooner.
It's true. And when he did say, like, you know, here's the update, India, I would not, or we recorded the episode in the days leading up to the release of the episode, I never, I did not divulge any details.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Me too. Thanks.
So thanks, but not thanks, Jessica. At least we got something out of her.
You're still the worst.
Yep. The worst.
That wanted poster still up in the bar, though?
Yeah, it is. I saw it last week. It's behind the bar, good. So nobody can take it down.
Wow. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. It's just going to be in the lore of the bar. Like it 10 is. Years from now, yeah. It's still going to be there. And people are going to be like, what happened here? What does it mean? Or like Jessica's kids are going to be like, whoa, that's my mom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're gonna be old enough to be able to go to that bar, and then they go and they see their mom on the
like,
wall.
Mom, what'd you do? And she's like, I cannot believe I'm still getting this.
That's a small town Louisiana for you.
Love it.
Yep.
Love everything about it.
So
I don't have to live there.
That concludes the Campy Awards.
Yay! Woo!
The Campy Awards.
Ooh, that's a good song.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you should record that.
Okay, cool. I need some lounge music.
Dozen, thank you so much for joining us for our first ever Campy Awards as we kick off season 4 of 1010's podcast.
Happy April Fools.
Yeah, I hope it's been kind to you guys. I get so nervous on April Fools. I trust nothing.
Mm-hmm. Just you wait until you see what I did.
Oh, no, really?
Uh-huh. I know your new address, though. Yeah.
I don't like this.
Nope, you shouldn't.
Anyway, we just want to give you guys such a huge, huge, huge thanks. Obviously, without all you dozen, we wouldn't be in season 4. We wouldn't still be doing this. We wouldn't have awesome things to celebrate at the campies. I would have never found the fire beaner, my new love of my life. So this is just such an amazing adventure, and we're so thankful to you guys, and we just want to give you a big shout out and big cheers and all the good things, because you guys are awesome.
Yeah, y'all rock. I appreciate you very much.
Very much.
I'm glad to have the dozen.
Me too. So be on the lookout for an invitation to request some stickers from us, because
we
are going to do another run probably in the next month or so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be a really good idea.
Me too. I'm excited.
All right.
So vote for if you think John is a bear or not, even though we've probably settled that, but I'd still love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. You're all, I cherish all of your opinions.
This makes me so happy. Okay.
Be sure to check us out on Instagram and the website
at 1010's podcast,
and review us on Apple iTunes, please. That helps us. Helps us a lot. All right. You ready to see you next week with the first real episode of season 4?
Woohoo! Let's go, season 4.
Woo! All right, here we go. Bam, bam, down, bam, down, bam, down, bam, down, bam, down, bam, down.
Keep it campy.
Boy.
Love you, Dozen.
Y'all.